This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to say something here before I bring up another Bregman thing. All right. First of all, yes, 3 o'clock. Ha, ha, ha. The whole bit. There you go. Odyssey.com rewind and whatever. Can I have 1 minute here on the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Because I've had enough. And I'm telling you, in 2027, when this CBA runs out, the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to be the reason the entire sport changes. This has gotten to a point of parity. I mean, the Dodgers are signing pitchers that they don't have room for in the rotation. They already had a great rotation. Okay, so fine. They lost Flaherty, but they have Glasnow. They go and get Sasaki. They got Yamamoto. They got Bobby Miller. Now we're going to go out and sign Numbnuts McGee. Hey, the dead body of Clayton Kershaw is back. This is like our topic we're going to do at some point with the Pistons. When you feel like the league has gone rotten, it is very hard to enjoy the success of your own team because it's in a sewer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Dodgers are openly circumventing the rules in a bad faith manner. And it's legal, but it doesn't mean it's right. And I'm sitting here in Detroit and I'm going, we made the playoffs last year, and I don't even feel like it matters.
You know what it feels like, Mike? It feels like the financial version of the shift in baseball, where you can just kind of stack players and move them wherever you want to go.
Yep.
And I was like, come on, guys. This is not what the game's supposed to be. It's no rule against it, so we're going to do it. And that's where the Dodgers are right now.
It's got to change.
When the new deal comes up, then yes, you can't do this. You can't pay players, grandchildren, because you want them to play for you right now.
I want to ask fans a question. And this is where I have not told David, Rico, or Kenny this question. But I think it's loosely related to Bregman. It's one of the reasons I was scared to bring him here. And although your park is more hitter neutral, when it comes to home runs, it's not. Here we go. We just got done in hour one talking about we felt great relief that Alex Bregman didn't take the Tigers, in my opinion, very generous offer of 6 years and $170 million. I can't make fun of Chris. I can't make fun of Scott. I wouldn't have offered six to this guy, but that's another thing for another day. The point is, he didn't take it. He took a short-term deal to go to a better ballpark and change positions to do so. That's the point I wanted to make in the 3 o'clock hour. I have a question. And I'm asking you to suspend reality for a minute. But as Tiger fans, do you wish Comerica Park was more of a help than a hindrance to being able to sign actual baseball players who like to hit baseballs? Because the reality is, at best, this is a low-end hitter's park from a power perspective. At worst, look, I've seen it on Park Factor where the Tigers are like sixth or seventh hardest park to hit a home run. What did we talk about with right field? You know, or for a right-hander pull hitter? that it would kill Bregman's power by 5 to 7 home runs a year. Well, what if it were different? What if it were a park that would increase Bregman's productivity? Wouldn't that have been a reason he would have come here? I mean, why do you think the Tigers never consign bats? Nobody wants to play here. And while you're going to say, listen, it's great for pitching, I understand that. It's tilted to the other way because from a power standpoint, it's really hard to hit a home run in this place. Like, if you lived in a dream world, and before everybody freaks out, remember, they altered the park at Camden Yards. You know, they altered this park at one point. Remember the flagpole being in play?
Yeah.
I think they got one look at that and went, what the hell did we build? This is like Yellowstone National Park. I mean, it's the polo grounds. You can't do this.
Right. It'll look cute in the business meeting, but yeah, actuality, no.
Would you, if you ran the Tigers, would you have a very aggressive ballpark alteration that would at least play to a certain type of offensive player? Not turning it into Yankee Stadium where 300 feet down the line on a pop fly and it's a homer. Not installing a pesky pole. Not doing something stupid, but having some part of this park become easier to the pole field to hit home runs. And obviously, once you get to the gaps in this place, I mean, you may as well put trees out there. It's a forest, especially, but a scoreboard. I wonder, I'm not asking for a cookie cutter park of the 1970s, Rico's childhood, where every park looked the same. It was like Create a Stadium on Sega Genesis. I do wonder when we sit here and we beg this team to sign bats, if I were repping a player, I wouldn't want them here. Because their numbers are going to suffer. And again, in a day and age, Rico, of power, power matters. This is one of the 5, 6, 7 hardest parks to hit a home run. Is this an insane question
base? No, it's not. Because here's the thing. The park was made, it wasn't made for modern day baseball because it is about home runs and it's about the analytics and the exit velo and all of that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
They're not maximizing the park. It's like, okay, you built a park where basically you need a bunch of singles and doubles hitters, and they would flourish here. Except for that's not where baseball is right now. Or the other thing, Mike, I could live with this park if this team took advantage of the dimensions and said, we're going to have the most lights out pitching staff ever. When you come to Comerica, you're not going to get anything because we're going to invest in what we have. We're not going to change the dimensions, but we're going to change the mentality. We're going to have this pitching staff that's just above reproach where it's not, you're going to have Scooble followed by a bunch of people. It's probably why pitching chaos works here.
That's exactly what I was going to say is, does pitching chaos last year work if that ballpark exists?
Pitching chaos will never work again in the next 40 years of baseball.
It was
a one-time only thing, brother.
But would it have been as effective last year?
No. I totally agree with you guys. I'm just making a point.
By the way, I like the idea. I think it's I'm not anti that idea. It's just
and
I
look,
was thinking about
I think
pitching.
The ballpark is beautiful. Like, I think it's a super cool ballpark, especially now they've actually decided to remove tube TVs and spend some money on it. The point is, you do start to look at your park and never being able to either acquire or develop power. You're never going to have it. Now, if you have Titanic power, 70 grade power, 65 grade scouting power, you know, that okay, you're a Pete Alonso, you hit a ball to the moon, right? You were Miggy in his prime.
Doesn't matter.
He hits him where no ballpark holds him, but Aaron Judge, another case.
I was about to say your guy Judge. Yeah, he
hits those guys are generational. So the not a fringe player, but it's like if I'm going into free agency like Alex Bregman and I'm signing a guy who in Houston with the Crawford boxes is about a 25 home run hitter, his representation is not going to let him come here because here he's probably an 18 home run hitter and his life is miserable.
And I think that these are conversations that the players and their agents are having of, okay, well, if you go here, these numbers will go down. So when you want that next contract, guess what? You're not going to make this amount of money because they're going to come to the table and say, well, here's your stats in the last 3 years while you were playing in Detroit. You can't retaliate and say, yeah, but it was Detroit and the park was bad. No, it's so you have to make the choice. Okay. And it's where the Detroit tax kicks in.
Thank
your
you.
Numbers are going to be worse than where they are, but we'll pay you more.
But here's the thing. You just said it. Yeah, the Detroit tax. We always talk about it. But this is an example. The Detroit tax didn't work because of the ballpark. There was no way Bregman was going to come here, even if we paid him 10 years, $500 million. Well, maybe $500 million he comes here. But you get my point. The tax didn't work. The ballpark
right,
is the detriment.
But you need, and that's the case, and you need to invest in the pitchers. And I want to give him credit because caller TJ just texted me. But yeah, back when you had Scherzer and Verlander and Porcello, like you had arm after every
but
night.
But it didn't matter what park you put those guys
no,
in.
No, but I'm saying because of this park, because it's not for hitters, you're taking advantage of that because it won't be home runs hit. Yeah. It'll be lower scoring games. So invest and have the best pitching staff that you can if you're not going to bring the dimensions in.
Yeah, and again, it's the reverse. I mean, you know, why do I think Colorado will never win anything? Because they play in an environment, and humidor be damned, Coors Field is just not conducive to having a pitching staff with an ERA under 50. Right. You know, you play in certain park. Now, again, the Yankees play in an offensive-minded park down the pole fields. But they've still have pitchers that are good right. enough. You survive it. I mean, it's not like Gerrit Cole can't pitch anymore. I just wonder if having a park that it's this hard, I think it was the seventh or sixth hardest park to hit a home run on Park Factor. And I think about the conversations that happen with somebody like an Alex Bregman or think about a Pete Alonso. Like not that the Tigers went after it or a Teoscar Hernandez or how about a Santander? Now, that's a guy who just had this power eruption. You know where he's not going to go? Here.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, I'm going to sign a deal, and everyone's going to want me dead. I can't hit the ball that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be labeled a bust, but
so
it's not really.
And there's no yelling and screaming about this. It's just I wanted to know if you guys were thinking the way I was thinking about it, where it's like, look, you can create a park where pitching and speed and you know, roster flexibility. But the reality is, if you're going to win the World Series, yes, you need pitching and power. It's the two P's. You got to have power, and you're never going to develop it here. Yeah, sure, you go, well, we just need another Cabrera or 12. Well, good luck. 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people momentarily. Just a little bit of fun as we wrap on Bregman.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.